The Boeing 737 MAX was grounded this spring after two of the jets nosedived into the earth, killing nearly 350 people. Today, the FAA announced it's found a new problem with the plane that will further delay the jetliner's return to service. The airline most impacted by the grounding is Dallas-based Southwest Airlines, which only flies 737s. Southwest has nearly three dozen of the new MAXs. NPR's Wade Goodwin looks at how the carrier is coping without the largest aircraft in its fleet.
The heart and mind of Southwest Airlines is here in its network operations center.
No, everything's good. I was just checking times on crews coming back internationally.
Copy that, brother. I got you.
Okay.
They call this place the Knock. It's big.
Let's check in with a few of the facilities, just get updates on how things are going. We'll start out in the Northeast with Washington Center.
It's a roughly 4,000 flight dance card every day. Bad weather, mechanical breakdowns, delayed flight crews. Improvisational dispatch performed here day and night. And that day in March, when the FAA said, park your MAXs right now, demanded a whole lot of improv. Tim Anderson is the superintendent of dispatch on the bridge in the Network Operations Center.
We had to go in and find flights, basically lines that flights weren't booked very full on, and cancel flights, and then piece things together to where we were able to run an operation with 35 less airplanes.
Unlike United, American, or Delta, Southwest doesn't utilize a hub-and-spoke network, but flies point-to-point instead. A Southwest jet will start the morning in Oklahoma City, fly to Dallas Love Field, then Austin, on to Houston Hobby, turn west to Phoenix, followed by San Jose, and in the evening in Portland. If that plane's a MAX, that's 175 seats times six flights, somewhere around 1,000 passengers with no plane that day. Multiply that by 35 MAXs, so and you've got an unholy mess.
Alrighty, it looks like I can put you on standby for the 5:30 flight, but there is a stop, and it would get you there later, so...
Oh, shoot.
At Southwest Home Airport Dallas Love Field, operations have largely returned to normal. The airline has grown into such a behemoth that the grounded MAXs represent just 6% of the airline's flying operations. How this extended grounding plays out financially for Southwest is an interesting issue.
The impact of the MAX grounding is a net negative financially to Southwest Airlines.
Andrew Watterson is an executive VP and chief revenue officer for Southwest. Watterson says fewer seats to sell means less revenue, even though fewer seats also translates into those seat prices going up.
Yes, prices are set by supply and demand in the marketplace, so undoubtedly there's some impact to this, but it's a net negative. We wish it had not happened.
The cost in foregone revenue due to the grounding, bad weather, and other factors was north of $200 million in the first quarter. Still, the airline managed to beat analyst expectations in spite of 10,000 canceled flights. But airline analysts like Helene Becker at Cowen say the MAX grounding will act as a drag on the carrier through the lucrative summer months, and not just Southwest either.
We've said it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars, possibly as high as $1 billion for the airlines in the Americas. But because it's a moving target, we haven't been able to quantify it specifically.
Southwest has left its 35 Boeing 737 MAXs off their base schedule through Labor Day, although that's almost certain to be extended into the fall. Regulators at the FAA have indicated the MAX could stay grounded through the end of the year. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.